Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And you are joining us for a trip to Zanzibar. Well, we're not really going to Zanzibar, but we're going to learn all about Zanzibar through the experience of Ian Ludwig. He got a chance to travel to Zanzibar. And it just makes me wonder, where in Africa have you been? We will find out that Zanzibar is a part of Africa. Nathaniel, have you ever traveled to Africa, or are you interested in going?
I would like to go, but I haven't even been close to Africa. I would like to see the country Botswana. I know a few people who lived there in the past, and it sounds like there are a lot of interesting stories that have happened there.
Botswana? What about you, Carolyn? Where would you like to travel in Africa?
Well, one of my professors in college was from Ghana, and he would often talk about growing up there and what it was like to live in his hometown, and I would really like to visit Ghana and see it for myself.
All right, so we have Botswana, Ghana. I personally would love to visit Egypt. I know many people go there. Lots of tourists like to travel to Egypt, but I would still like to see those pyramids for myself. Well, we have lots to learn these next couple of days all about Zanzibar. Let's get started with the first reading for today.
Zanzibar, Adventures in Africa. Off the coast of Tanzania lies the exotic island of Zanzibar. This amazing place is home to beautiful old houses, leafy forests, and white sandy beaches. Some friends and I had the adventure of a lifetime there last year. We took a 2-hour ferry ride from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, to Stone Town. After scouting around for a hotel, we chose a simple one with clean rooms and a rooftop restaurant. Then we hired a guide and headed to Zanzibar's famous spice farms. Cloves, peppers, cinnamon, and ginger are just a few of the spices that grow there.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. Grab your backpack and passport. In this month's travel article, we are going on an adventure to Zanzibar in Africa. Before we begin, let's look at our keywords for today. Ferry. Ferry is a noun. When in Hong Kong, I like to take the ferry between Hong Kong Island and Kowloon. Scout. Scout is a verb. We scouted around town for a coffee shop with a view of the lake. Spice. Spice is a noun. I like to use a lot of spices when I cook. It makes everything taste better. Tourism. Tourism is a noun. Tourism is becoming a big business for the southern part of the country. Pick out. Pick out is a phrasal verb. Francine picked out several dresses to try on for her dinner tomorrow night. Your more information words are exotic. Exotic is an adjective. Vine. Vine is a noun. Follow along in your magazine as we begin our adventure.
It sounds like Ian and his friends are having quite an adventure, and we see in our first sentence here, they tell us a little bit about Tanzania. Off the coast of Tanzania lies the exotic island of Zanzibar. And if something is exotic, it is unusual or different. So this island is very different from what they have seen before. Now, Nathaniel, how does it continue?
The next sentence says, this amazing place is home to beautiful old houses, leafy forests, and white sandy beaches. It sounds like a very lovely place to visit.
It does sound like a lovely place to visit, and we've got a great phrase in that sentence, home to. If something is home to something. What does that mean, Gabe?
Well, that means if you go to this place, you can find these different things there. It's home to those things. So Zanzibar is home to beautiful old houses, leafy forests, and white sandy beaches. I live in Taipei. I might say that Taipei is home to friendly people, night markets, and of course, Taipei 101. These things are found in Taipei. How could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, I think another thing that you could say is China is home to the world's largest national population. Home to the largest population.
That's right. And you could also say that your hometown is home to many different things. What is unique about your hometown? What is it home to other than yourself? Well, we continue on in our article and see that some friends and I had the adventure of a lifetime there last year. So they had the adventure of a lifetime. And this is another phrase that we want to look at here. Of a lifetime. If something is of a lifetime, then it is very special. Maybe once in a lifetime, a very unique adventure or experience. Gabe, how might you use this phrase?
Well, I also think about different experiences. Maybe if there's something that you will only experience once or not very often, you could say of a lifetime. I had a vacation of a lifetime last year when I visited that country. It was the time of my life. I had a vacation of a lifetime. What about you, Nathaniel? How could you use that phrase?
Well, I think some people are also looking for the love of a lifetime, or maybe they experience the mystery of a lifetime. There's a big question that they haven't figured out the answer to, the mystery of a lifetime.
That's right. You also might have the opportunity of a lifetime. So take this chance. Try something new. It could change your life. Well, continuing on to the next paragraph, we took a 2-hour ferry ride from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, to Stone Town. So they took a ferry ride from Dar es Salaam to Stone Town. So these are two different cities, and they had to ride on a ferry. And ferry is one of our word bank words today. Let's take a look at that. What does ferry mean, Gabe?
Well, it's a kind of boat. It's a boat or a ship that travels from one place to another. It's for the purpose of transporting people or things from one place to another. And when I think of ferries, I don't think of ships that travel for an extremely long time. Maybe if you're on a cruise, that might travel for days or weeks. But a ferry really just goes from one place to another, usually, I think, in a relatively short amount of time.
Right. Well, we see that this one was 2 hours. So that's kind of a long ferry ride. Nathaniel, have you ever ridden on a ferry?
I have ridden on several different ferries, but most of them, kind of like Gabe said, really only lasted for a few minutes.
Right, yes. I've been on a ferry. I went from Hong Kong Island to Kowloon, and it's a very, very short ferry ride, maybe 10 minutes. So quite close. Well, we see, after scouting around for a hotel, we chose a simple one with clean rooms and a rooftop restaurant. Well, this certainly sounds like a very interesting hotel, and to find it, they had to scout around. And scout is another one of our words today from our word bank. Nathaniel, what can you tell us about this word scout?
Well, if you are scouting, I think you're kind of exploring. You're looking around a new area, usually looking for a specific kind of information. You might be scouting to map an area. That's one possibility.
That's true. Gabe, how else might you use this word?
Well, I think about scouting out an area. You can scout around for something. You can also scout out. You can see what is available. And I'm surprised. I don't know all the details, but it sounds like they didn't do their homework beforehand. They didn't settle on a hotel before. They waited until they got to Zanzibar, and then they scouted around for a hotel. That is definitely an adventurous way to do something.
That's right, because they might not have been able to find one. So you have to be careful if you wait until you get to a destination and try to scout for a hotel. They might all be full. Well, we have a video that we can enjoy right now and show us a little bit about Zanzibar. Thank you. That was a great little video, and in our article we see they say, then we hired a guide and headed to Zanzibar's famous spice farms. So something Zanzibar is very well known for is their spice farm. Nathaniel, can you tell us a little bit about this word bank word spice?
Yes, we need to talk about this word spice because it is in our word bank today. It's a key word. This spice is a kind of ingredient that you'll put in food, and it's usually in a powder form and gives your food extra flavor. You can also use the word spice as a verb. Spice your food. Put spice on your food is what it means.
That's right, and it adds a lot of flavor. Do you ever spice your food, Gabe?
Oh, I certainly do. I think it's good to add extra flavors to your food. Sometimes it is good enough as it is, but it is nice to also spice up my food. Well, we find out about some spices here. Cloves, peppers, cinnamon, and ginger are just a few of the spices that grow there on Zanzibar's spice farms. We have more to learn about later, but for now, let's go and enjoy some time with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 scout 这个动词。Scout 是指搜寻或寻找。例如 a team was sent to scout for a safer hiding site. 一支队伍被派出去为了要寻找更安全的躲藏处。Scout 也可以当名词，意思是侦察或者是侦察者。例如 a talent scout 是指星探。我们另外有一个比较熟悉的定义是童子军。例如 a boy scout 是指男童子军，或者是 a girl scout 是指女童军。继续我们看的是spice 这个名词 ，spice 是指香料或者是调味品。例如 ，ginger is one spice that is widely used in Asian cooking. 姜是亚洲食物中常常用的香料。spice 也可以当动词，意思是使活泼生动或者是增添趣味。例如 ，the comedian's acting really spiced up the movie. 这位喜剧演员的演出真的让这部电影增色不少。
If you looked at a map of Africa and looked on the east side, you would find a country called Tanzania. And just a little ways into the ocean, you would find an island called Zanzibar, and that is what we're talking about today. Ian Ludwig wrote this article, and he took a trip to Zanzibar. How did he get there? He took a boat, a 2-hour ferry ride to get there. He looked for a hotel, scouted for a hotel, and then went to a spice farm. And that's where the story is right now. Let's see how it continues.
Zanzibar. Tourism and spices are the island's biggest industries.Many spices are tropical and grow on trees and vines. It was like walking through a forest. At each new plant, our guide pulled off a small bit of the spice. We smelled it and guessed which one it was. Then he told us about the spice. I bought some saffron and vanilla. After the tour, we picked out some crab and fish at the seafood market for the cooks to prepare.Then we went to bed, fat and happy.
It sounds like Ian and his friends are really enjoying their trip to Zanzibar and all of the flavors they are getting to enjoy. Well, we see in this first sentence, tourism and spices are the island's biggest industries. So, the things that are most important to Zanzibar's economy are tourism and spices. Well, this first word, tourism, is also from our word bank today. Gabe, can you tell us a little bit about this word?
Well, if you are a tourist and you're traveling into another country, you're not traveling to stay there. You're traveling for pleasure, just for fun. So this is all about tourism. And tourism is very important to the economy in Zanzibar. That means the government thinks that it's very important. Tourism is very important there.
That's right. Do you enjoy tourism, Nathaniel?
Oh, of course I enjoy tourism. I like going on vacation to a new place. There are many different kinds of tourism. I like exploring new cities, but it's also fun to find exciting things to do.
That's right, and tourism is usually very popular in the summer. Many people like to travel then and become tourists while they enjoy tourism in different countries. Well, we continue and see many spices are tropical and grow on trees and vines. So they are on a spice farm and they are looking at all of these different spices in this tropical place. It was like walking through a forest. Now, Gabe, why do they say it was like walking through a forest?
Well, maybe because it wasn't actually a forest. We're talking about the spice farms. When I think of a farm, I don't think of trees all around me. But this spice farm was very interesting. You might say it was exotic. It was a little bit different. And maybe the trees were so big and there were so many of them, it really felt like they were walking through an actual forest.
That's right. Well, how do we continue, Nathaniel?
At each new plant, our guide pulled off a small bit of the spice. We smelled it and guessed which one it was. Now, I think that might be kind of difficult. Do you think that you would be good at that, Carolyn?
Well, if it was maybe the cinnamon or the cloves, I could probably guess what it was. But there are a lot of exotic spices that I'm sure growing there, and I have no idea what they would be. Gabe, do you think this would be a fun activity?
This would be a fun activity. I, like you, would maybe be able to pick out the cinnamon and probably vanilla. We're going to learn about vanilla in a minute. But there are so many different spices. It would be a fun activity to do. This is a very clever way of interacting with tourists there in Zanzibar.
Yes, well, we see that after they guessed, the guide would tell them. So then he told us about the spice. He would let them know which one it was and tell them a little bit of information about it. And we see that our writer, Ian, says he bought some saffron and vanilla. Now, do you like saffron, Nathaniel?
Well, I don't know if I've tried saffron before. I'm not very familiar with that spice, but vanilla, I think most of us are pretty familiar with that one. The next sentence says, after the tour, we picked out some crab and fish at the seafood market for the cooks to prepare. Now, there is a phrase here that we want to talk about today, picked out. It's in our word bank. You probably are familiar with the word pick, to pick something, but maybe you don't know this usage, to pick something out, pick out. Gabe, how would you use this?
Well, I think about maybe choosing something. You can choose between different things. Maybe you have a lot of clothes in your closet and you are picking out the ones that you will wear tomorrow. Or you could go to the store and say, I'm going to pick out what I like here. However, usually I use this phrase to talk about things. Still, if I'm talking about people, I would just say pick. I pick you to be on my team. But Carolyn, how else could you use this phrase, pick out?
Well, picking out is something you do when you want to choose something. Maybe you are going shopping and you need to pick out a new dress or a new pair of shoes. You should choose the ones you like. Pick out which ones you like. Nathaniel, how else might you use this phrase?
Well, when you are on vacation, you might have to pick out a few things to do. You won't have time to do everything that seems interesting. And now we're going to learn something interesting from Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. What do you call a person who knows how to cook? And please, please don't say cooker, unless that person has an electrical cord plugged into him.
Very funny, Steve, but you are right. I hear many students say their mothers are good cookers. No, if your mother can make lots of tasty dishes, your mother is a good cook.
That's right. Cook is both a verb and a noun. The verb refers to the act of making food, and the noun refers to the person who makes the food.
Steve, what about someone who cooks very slowly? Can I call that person a slow cooker?
Aha, you're even funnier than me, Ken. No, a slow cooker is an electrical cooking appliance, also known as a crock pot.
Good, I'm glad we got that cleared up. Now, there's another word that describes someone who can cook, and that is a chef. Steve, how is a chef different from a cook?
Well, anyone who prepares food is a cook, but a chef is a professional cook who is in charge of a kitchen. And why this word is pronounced chef and not chef, that's because the word chef came from the French language. Hence the pronunciation chef.
That's right. Chef in French means chief. So a chef is literally the chief of the kitchen.
So if you think you're a good cook, work hard, and maybe one day you'll become the chef at a nice restaurant.
一个厨师千万不要称他为 cooker, 因为 cooker 是一个电锅那是一个 appliance, 电器用品。厨师叫做 cook, 比如说 who is the cook of this delicious meal? 谁是这一餐美食的厨师?今天课文作者提到他们在海产市场挑了一些螃蟹跟鱼 for the cooks to prepare, 让厨师们烹煮。除了 cook, 还有 chef,C-H-E-F, 读作 chef, 这个字原本来自法文表示 chief, 就是一个长官领袖。所以一个 chef 在厨房里的领袖指的就是大厨主厨。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
And we end our article today with a sentence that says, Then we went to bed.Fat and happy. So it sounds like they had a really great day. They were very full and very happy. Well, let's go see what Michelle has for us in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 tourism 这个不可数名词。我们看到这个字里面有 tour, 旅游或旅行这个动词。所以 tourism 是指旅游业或者是观光业。例如 the country's foreign earnings mostly come from tourism. 这个国家外来的收入主要是来自观光业。另外一个相关的名词是 tourist, T-O-U-R-I-S-T, 意思是观光客。例如 the town is packed with tourists during the summer. 这个城镇在夏季的时候挤满了观光客。最后我们看的是 pick out, 这个动词片语。pick out 是指挑选出或者是拣出。例如 the editor picked out several photos for the magazine cover. 编辑挑出了几张照片当杂志封面。pick out 也指凸显或者是辨识出。例如 Phil's yellow cap makes it easy to pick him out in the crowd. Phil 黄色的棒球帽使他在人群中很容易被找到。And let's see what our teacher are doing.
Today we went on an adventure with Ian and his friends to a spice farm in Zanzibar. And this got me thinking about all of the spices that I love to use, like cinnamon and nutmeg. And I wonder, do you have a favorite spice, Nathaniel?
Well, there are probably a few different ones that I could choose, but I do like mustard a lot. I think it's a good thing to use on certain sandwiches and maybe other things as well.
That is a good one to use to add a little more flavor to your sandwich. What kind of spices do you like, Gabe?
Well, Carolyn, I like my food nice and hot and spicy, so I like peppers in my food. Sometimes there are different kinds of peppers, and I like it if it is a little bit extra spicy. So yeah, that's one of my favorite spices.
Oh, so you like very spicy, hot spices, and I like things that are a little less spicy.More flavorful. Well, we're glad that you were able to join us today, and we hope that you will come back again tomorrow to learn some more about Zanzibar. See you then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.Need suddenly struck Tom one day. He went out to look for Joe Harper without success. Next, he tried to find Ben Rogers. He had gone fishing. At last, he met Huck Finn, the red-handed. Huck was always willing to join in anything that was exciting and didn't cost money.
Where are we going today?
He wanted to know. Tom thought.
Almost anywhere,
he said.
Let's try the haunted house. There's sure to be treasure there.
I don't like ghosts and spirits and things,
said Huck.
But Huck, ghosts only move around at night. They won't stop us digging in the daytime.
Huck had to agree. So they got two very old spades, and on Saturday afternoon they set out for the haunted house. Nobody had lived there for a very long time. It looked so sad, and there was such silence that the boys were afraid to go in at first. Then they went slowly to the door and looked in. They saw a room without a floor. A few weeds were growing inside. There was no glass in any of the windows. The stairs were broken and dangerous, and the old fireplace was useless. With their hearts beating fast, the two boys went in. They spoke in whispers, and they were ready to run out if they heard a sound. After a time, they grew less afraid, and they began to look around, rather proud to find themselves so brave. They wanted to look upstairs. It seemed a dangerous thing to do, but curiosity won. They threw their spades into a corner among some weeds and climbed carefully. There was nothing upstairs, and they were ready to go down and begin digging.
"Shh," said Tom. "What is it?"
whispered Huck, white with fear.
"Shh! There! Hear it?"
"Yes. Oh, let's run.
Keep still. Don't move. They're coming straight to the door."
The boys lay on the floor, looking through holes in the wood, very frightened. Two men came into the haunted house. Each boy said to himself,
"That's the old Spaniard that people have seen in the village a few times.
The deaf and dumb Spaniard, as people call him, because he can't hear or speak.
I never saw the other man before.